Lav. Mishum Pir Rivia, but if not for this Svara, Loikaf Minilei, then we would not force him. Vlemotzi ever the main Malay, Okwitz Bedomim, Yetlo Chobachalokacho. I'm here at the Kasha, it's a proof for Rav Nachman. For the Kasha and Rav Yehuda. Mashma that Bezhila would have still held this Svara, if not for this new Svara Pir Rivia. To have children is very important. Therefore, we force the Master to free the seven. But if not for that Svara, then we would let the Master stay the way he is, and we can't force him to free. So you see, you do not say the Svara of Guda Yogud. So of course, Akasha on Rav Yehuda. Sumara says, Shani Hocho, the Yogud Ika Good Lekka. Rashi says, Shani Hocho, the Yogud Ika Good Lekka. For Eved Yocho Liknois. The Eved Taka could, like Bimakna, give himself up to the Master. That he could do. Avol Einoi Oimer Kinei Chelki. But he can't say, you be crying to me. Shein Domin the Ben Chorin. Now that the Eved is half freed, so half that's free, the Ben Chorim of himself can't become an Eved Kanani. A Ben Chorim can't become an Eved Kanani. Shein Eved Ivri Nimkar El Lashesh. An Eved Ivri can only be sold for 6 years and not forever. So therefore here you can't say good or yogurt, because the Eved like can't say back the Eved Taka, like the Master could say, I want to be kind. The Master, the Eved could say, I'll sell myself to you. But the Master can't be kind to the Eved. He can't get the Eved to be a whole Eved. Therefore here, we do not say the Svara of Guda Yogud. Therefore here, we would have to leave it the way it is, unless for the Svara of Veshamayin, that mission is Svara, period of Rivio, we force the Master to free him, he should be able to get married. Toshima, come in here. Says, Shnei Yachin, there are two brothers, Echod Oni V'Echod Osher. One brother is poor, one brother is rich. V'Niach Len Avien Merchat. And the father left over a bathhouse, Ubei Sabad, an olive press. So it's like this. And the father died, so Teresh Yerushin now left over these two things. Oson Litzchar.
That means if by the father who just rented it out, and the father received the rent, so very good, so Aschar Liemsa. Now when they take over the Yerusha, they just divide up the rent, it'll be very good. But what's going to be Oson Liatzma? Let's say they themselves have to run it. They themselves have to run this bathhouse, they themselves have to run the Yala press. So then it says like this, that Pshita, like Lechura, the Oni, he wants to divide up, he can't afford to keep it going. And the Osher, he wants to keep it going. So it says, Hare Osher, Oimeli Oni, the rich brother has the right to say to the poor brother, listen, Kach Lechua Avodim, go buy yourself some Avodim, V'yichot to the Merchats, and go wash them in the Merchats, and run the Merchats. Kach Lechua Zaytzim, go take some olives, or bo v'yosem abeis abad, and go make them in the yellow press. So you see that the Yosher has a right to say he does not want to divide up, and we do not say the Svara of good or yogid. So more says, awesome nami, good eko or good leka. Here also the Yoni cannot say back to the rich one, listen, if you don't wanna take it, then I'll take it, and I'll pay you back for your share, because the Yoni doesn't have any money, he doesn't have enough to pay back, even for his share.
There's only good, Rashi says, Shaina oni oimeloi afani yekne chokoko. Because here the poor one can't say back to the rich one, listen, if you don't want to sell out, if you don't want to buy my hif, I'll buy your hif. Because the poor man doesn't have what to buy it with. So since the poor man can't speak back with good or yogurt is only when I say to you, listen, I want out, you don't want out, so I'll give you the choice. Either you take those things and pay me for my hif, and if you don't want to do that, then I say back to you, I'll take it from you, and I'll pay you for your hif. That's good or yogurt. But here the yoni can't say that. The poor man can't say, listen, if you don't want out, I'll take your hair and I'll pay you for it. He doesn't have money to pay it. Therefore, here we do not say the svara of good or yogurt. Therefore, it's not a kasha to Rav Yehuda, to Rav Huna. Toshima, come in here. Says Alocha, kol eilu, kol shilu yechlek, ushmayolov cholke. This is not Mishnah. Anytime there's a field by shutzim and one wants to divide up, if after they'll divide up there's enough left over for each one that his name is upon it, then cholkin. In Lav, but let's say the property is too small, that even after if they were divided up, there would not be enough for both of them to give it a shame. Shmayalov, it's not enough for both of them. So then, Malanoisim Bedamim, it says clearly that you have a right to say, let's see how much it's worth. Listen, if you don't want to divide up, so then you take those things and pay me for my half. And if you don't want to do that, I'll take those things and I'll pay you. So it says clearly, Lechuri here, the Svar of Gura Yogurt. So Zoyat Akash and Rav Nachman. Hilachur says clearly in the Brisa, we said this svara of Malanois and Bedomin, that you have to pay money for it. Listen, either I'll pay you or you pay me. That's called Gula Yogurt. So Chur Tzakash and Rav Nachman. Samara says true. Rav Nachman says like Tanoi, Yishno, Tamachloikas Tanoim. Tatani will learn like this. Teilato, Shir, Vani pochus. If one says, listen, again, this field right now does not have enough for both of them to have good portions. So one shittah says, I don't want to divide up. The other one says like this, listen, I want out. You don't want to listen. Till after shear, I'll even let you take a big portion. You can have the bigger portion. You could have enough of a shear that's worth it for you. Vani pochus, and I'll take the smaller shear. Shame him alone. For this thing we have to listen to him. Right, so the going chotzer. Shein by Shemay Namas is not eight. For Yom is there, so one says, listen, Cholak v'tolu chodal damas. You could take four amas, and I'll take less. So Tanakhama says, yes, we have to listen to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer, ain shem lo. No, we do not listen to him. So Eichidam, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell Mekiratani the way we learned, that Mamish one should assess to the other one. Listen, you could have four amas. I don't care. Just, I want to split. I'll only take two amas. If that's the pshat, if so, my time is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why could anybody argue here? Why could Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say, we don't listen to him? Like, what is he doing wrong? He's telling the other shutuf, listen, you're going to get Kedei Chalukah. So just like if there's eight amas here, that if we divide, you get four and I get four, I have a right to force you to divide. Why? Because you're going to end up with a portion that's worth it for you. Just if there's less than eight, then you're only going to end up with less than four. That's not worth it for you. So you have a right to say no. But if here, if I tell you, listen, you take four gesundheit, I'll only take three. So why don't we listen to him? That's a good svara. Of course, he could force the other one to divide up. That can't be the case. Elo the Gemara says, rather, the case has to be, and Allah is, aren't we talking about? Chasuri nechtera. I'll tell you something is missing over here. V'ochi kom, this is what the Brisa means to say. That he sounds like this. Toil ato shir. You take a shir. Vani pochis, and I'll take less, then shemim loy. But not everybody agrees, we listen to him. That's saying very good. That if I say you could take four amas, and I'll take only three, so pshiti has to listen, he's getting his four amas. For good or yogid, nami shemim loy. And the same thing if there be a case of good or yogid. Not that I'm telling you, you take the four amas, but I'm telling you, listen, there's only seven amas here, so true, we can't divide it up. But I'm telling you clearly, either you take it and pay me for my hif, or else I'll take and I'll pay you. That's shemim loy. That's what the Tanakhama says. The old shemim loy. Now the Yosef, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Meimi, comes to say, aim shemim loy. No, we do not listen to him. So that's what he argues on. So here you see clearly it's a machlokes tanoim in this svar of good or yogurt. So Mor says, loy, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, loy, that's not the pshat. But rather it's like this. All right, turn over. Mara says, Li'olam, really, I'll tell you, Kediktani, like we learned before, that we're talking about now, that one shutta says to the other one, listen, you take four amas and I'll take less. Oh, the comrade, so yes, the question, if that was the pshat over here, then my time with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what could be the svara of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Why does he say, ain't shemim aloy? Why not? So Mara says, Mishum the Yomalek, because the other shutta was right to say, Ibe demei, lesli demei, lemetim l'chol. Listen, if you want me to pay for it, I don't have money to pay for it. And what's going on here? Right now, really, there's only seven amas worth of karka here. So one shutuf is being nice to the other one and saying, listen, you could take four. I'm going to take three. So it comes out, you're getting more than you're supposed to. I'm getting less. So the other shutuf says, listen, what do you want? If you want me to pay you for that extra property you give me, he has a right to say, I don't have money to give you. I can't do that. Elamai, the other one, says, no, I don't want you to pay me. Take it for a present. So the matono, lo nichali. The other shutuf has the right to say, I don't want a present. Tichsev, the pasuk says, v'soine matono siyichia. A person that hates presents, he'll live. So he has the right to say, I don't want the present. So that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel argues. So it could be nothing to do with good or yogurt. He takes hold that the other shutuf has the right to say, don't do me no typhus. I don't want you to give me more than I deserve. Because the only way it's fair is if I pay you. I don't have money not to pay you. Just that much, take a present, I have the right to say, I don't want presents. So that's the svar of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Therefore, the other shutuf does not have a right to force him. Omoi Abai, the Rabbi Yosef, Abai, that's Rabbi Yosef. Hod the Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says to Shmuel. He goes according to Shmuel. So it's hard to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said before, the Yama, good or yogurt. So Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it. The Yama that he says, good or yogurt, Mishmei the Rabbi Kiblish. No, Rabbi Yehuda heard it over from his Rebbe. He didn't say it by himself, he heard it over from Shmuel, his Rebbe. It's not with him like this. The Kisvei HaKodesh, he had a Mishnah before. If two people own Kisvei HaKodesh, they own a Sefer Torah or a Nevi'im Maksuvim. Afo pisha shneim, right? Even though both shutfin want to divide up now the Sefer Torah, they want to rip it in half. They want to rip up this Nevi'im Uksuvim. Lo yachloiku. The Lacher is nothing doing. We do not let you divide up the Sefer Torah. It's in Bizoyin. We don't let you. The Yom HaShmul, Shmul said on this, Lo yishonu ala b'krach echad. We're only talking about if it's in one krach. It's one parchment. Then it's not nice to rip it. Avo b'shnei krichas. Let's say they're in two different svarim. Then chokim. Then it's okay. Then you let it divide it up. You take one and I'll take the other one. Now, the Yisak Daituch. Lest Dina the Gudo Yogid, if Shmuel does not hold from this Svar of Gudo Yogid, so Ma'ira b'krach echad, why does Shmuel have to tell us that if it's in one krach, in one Sefer Torah, one binding, then you can't divide it up? Afilu b'shnei krachim nami, even in two krichas, two different bundles, two different Svarim also. If you don't know from Gudo Yogid, one has a right to stop the other one. He doesn't want to divide up. Why do you say it has to be Cholkin? Rashi says, because the Havamin it was, even if both of them do not want to. Still, the one has the right to force the other one. So if you don't know from the Svar of Gud or Yogud, why can he force the other one? So that's the proof that Shmuel holds the Svar of Gud or Yogud. Therefore, one Shutter could force the other one. So Mara says, no, Tir Gemar, Rav Shalomon, Bisheshneim Reitzin. I'll tell you, no, Shmuel is only talking about with both Shutfin want to divide up the Sefer. So then the Lacher is, when do we say they can't? That's only if it's in one Krach. It's a bizarre to rip it. But when it's in two different krachas, two different pieces, two different parchments, then if they both want to, they could divide up. But maybe Shmuel does not hold from the svar of Gula Yogit. So Rabbi Yehuda is not Chloe saying the name of his Rebbe. Omer Ameima, but Ameima said, Yishino, Hilchasa, what's the locha? Is Dina the Gula Yogit. That's the locha. We pass on to Rabbi Yehuda. There is such a svar of Gula Yogit. When you have two shutrim, two partners, and they want out, even though there's not Kadei Chaluk here, the property is too small for both of them, one has the right to force the other one and say, listen, I want out. Again, either you take those things and pay me my half, or else I'll take and I'll pay you. Oh, Malay Rav Ashila Meimar, hold the Rav Nachman Mai. What do you do with Rav Nachman that says, we don't say good or yogurt? Oh, Malay La Shmili, Kloy Malay Shmili, I didn't hear me, they don't hold from him. I don't hold from Nachman. I hold here the Pesach is like Rav Yehuda. But the Mar of Eloi is true, you don't hold like him. For Rav Bar Chinano, for Rav Dimi Bar Chinano, Shavuk Lu Avua Tarti Yamoso, the father left over two maids. Chad Yoda Afiyah Bishulei, one maid was a very good cook, she knew how to bake and cook. The Chad Yoda Pilcha Benavlo, one knew how to spin, play with the weave, one knew how to sew. So now, the Yoslik said, they didn't know what to do, to divide up. How do we divide up the maid? How do we divide up these two? So, the Yoslik came in, when they came in front of Rava, the Yomalu, less Dina the Gura Yogi, we don't hold the Svara, we don't hold that Svara. In other words, one can't force the other one to divide up. If one does not want to divide up, he can't force the other one. So, Khuri, you see clearly, we don't hold the Svara of Gura Yogi. So, Mara says, no, Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Lamar mi Borle Tavayu, or Lamar mi Borle Tavayu, there's a different Svara. Because there, both of them needs both of them. Like this one needs somebody to cook or somebody to sew, and the other one needs both. So there we can't say good yogurt, because they both need both. Ki komalei shkirl at chodo, fiyano chodo. Elamai, what could we say here? That you say take one, and I say I'll take the other one. That's the only shayla over here. Says so, lav good yogurt. That's not a svar of good yogurt. That's a svar to divide up. I have right to say no. Each has right to say, I want the other one. I don't want to divide up. So here it has nothing to do with the svara of Gura Yogid. Here it's a different svara. Like, you have to get one apiece. And one apiece, each one says, no, I want the other one, I want both of them. That's why here we say, you can't divide up. For the Gemara of Kisvei HaKodesh, the case before by Kisvei HaKodesh, by Svarim, by Ksuvim, Nevi'im and the Torah, Titavayu Miboilu, both of them need both, they both need the Torah and Nevi'im. V'yam HaShmuel, Loishanu Olam Krach Echod, when do we say they don't divide up? Only if it's in one sefer. Abba b'shnei krichas and two krichos, then chok, and then we do divide up. So the Moran says, or Tirgum or Shalmin, he enters here, v'sharotzu. Here we're talking about now only because they both agree to do it. V'enechlam, if they do not agree, then there's no din of good yogurt here either, because both of them need both portions. Telemai means each one gets half of it, he has a right to say, no, I want both. V'enechlam, here it's only because they both agree. If not, you wouldn't. Turn around, but it goes like this. Madik Adam Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Kiyechot. The latter put together in one crack, one big parchment, sew them together, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Even though the Nevi'im comes out on top of the Torah, it's still smutter. Tibi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudu Aymano, Torah Bifnei Atzma, you can't put the two together. Torah has to be by itself, because otherwise you're going to have the Nevi'im rolled around the Torah, it's not nice. And Nevi'im Bifnei Atzma, Ksuvim Bifnei Atzma. So that's a view the shita. So Chacham Maimrim called Echad the Echad b'fnei Yatzmai. Each one has to be by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yomer Yehuda, Maisa once happened. Mabitzas ben Zaynim. Shoyul Shmona Neviim. They had eight Neviim. The Bokum Kiecha was wrapped around one after another. Apir of Lozem ben Azayah. He told you allowed to have the Neviim together. The Yeshem Mesom said, "Lohoyul Yelecha." There was only one. Echad Echad Nasmai. Each Nevi by itself. That's the last Chum. The Chum's argument said, "Kol Echad Echad Nasmai" means even the Neviim. You can't put two Neviim together. Even by Neviim, each one has to be by itself. Now some say that's the way it was. Omer Rebbe, Maisa ve'avila fanenu Torah neviim k'suvin midubakim was all together. Kiyechot ve'yachsharnum and they said as kasha bein chumish to chumish shel Torah abor shittim. They saw there were four shittim between the Torah. Bein kol or bechein bein kol navi the navi there were four lines. Over navi shashnei masa gimel shittim. Or mitzayim the end off milamata or maskim milamala ended off on the bottom and started on the top. So this is Maisa that you are allowed to do like this. Turn around, Baron. All right, till the Dabi turn of Yom Ksuvim Kiyachod Medavik. The Yosef Roshi Gadeg Levil. You got to put them together on top, you have to leave over a certain amount. Or the Soifa Gadeg Levil. Heck of a Messiah Lamas or Maskim Lamala. All right, we'll stop here.
Lama base. Okay, the last Gemara that came out that we really hold the Sfora of Guda Yogurt. The last Gemara was, he asked him back the question, if you don't hold like this, V'or Rav, they left over two maids for Yerusha. One maid was able to cook and bake. One knew how to sew good. Now, so the question, what should the two sons do? They didn't know, but both of them wanted both of them. You need both maids. So the Yosla came in the Rav, they came in front of Rovo. The Yomalu, let Dina the Gura Yogurt. Here there's no halach of Gura Yogurt. Like one brother cannot go to the other brother and say, either you take them or else I'll take them. So here you see, we do not pass in the din of Gura Yogurt. So my answer is no, Shani Yosin, they're different. The Lamar mi boile tarvayu, or Lamar mi boile tarvayu. Really, both brothers need both maids. Like it's a pair, you need both of them. You need to cook and you need to sew. Like what really is the chalukah now? By Yerusha it should be one brother takes one and the other brother takes the other one. So if so, that you can't force upon the two brothers, because lav gura yogudu, that's not a case of gura yogud. Gura yogud would be that you take both or else I take both. But that's not what they want here. Here they want that you should take one and I should take one. So therefore this is not a loch of gura yogud. Therefore here they do not divide up. For the moral of Kisvei HaKodesh, that is a question of Kisvei HaKodesh, the Tavayim Miboylei, where both brothers need both, like you need both, you need Chumash and Nevi'im Ksuvim. For Yomah Shmuel, Lashon V'Lobakrach Echot, Shmuel says, when do we say that they don't divide up? Only if it's all in one big parchment, like one sewed together, it's in one crack, it's in one sefer, it's a different Svarim. Avo Bishnei Krichas, let Krichin, let's say they're in different Svarim, two Svarim, then Chokin, then we do make them divide up. And the question is, I over here, like both brothers need both sperm. So when you say a chalukah, it would mean you take one and I take one. So it should not be a din of gura yogid. They're saying one and one. Gura yogid means either you take both or I take both. So how come here we could force them to divide up? So Marin says, or Tirgum or Shalimion, Bishurotsu, Enachanami. Here we're talking about that both brothers agree to divide up the Kisvei HaKodesh. Therefore, if it's in two krachim, we could do it. But Enachanami, if one would not want to divide up, then we cannot force them to divide up. Because here there would not be a loch of good or your good, since both of them need both svarim, and they're not dividing both. They only want to give one and one. Therefore, here there's no loch of gud or yogurt. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabban, we're like this in the Braisa." Mad bik adam tori neviy muksovim kiyechud. Diver Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you're allowed to have in one sefer the Torah, and then the neviyim written around it, and then the ksuvim. Even though, like when you roll it up, the chur will come out that the neviyim or the ksuvim is on top of the sefer Torah. Still, it's mutter. Since it's in one krach and one, like you know, rolling, it's okay. And that's the way we hold la locha. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Torah b'fnei atzman, no, you could only have like the chamisha chum shetorah by itself. And Nevi'im b'fnei atzman, you have to have the Nevi'im by itself, you cannot put the Nevi'im and the Torah together. And uksuvim b'fnei atzman, you have to have the ksuvim by itself, you cannot even have Nevi'im and ksuvim together. However, the Chachomim Omrim, the Chum say, Kol Echod V'Yechad B'Fnei Atzmo. You have to know each one has to be separate. That's every Novi has to be in the Son Krach, and every Ksuvim has to be in the Son Krach. V'Yomer Rav Yehuda said, V'Yomer Rav Yehuda, Maisa Bebitos Ben Zainin. It's a story with her. She'oyu loy Shemoyne Nevi'im Medubokim Kiechod. She had all eight Nevi'im, like, stuck together in one Seifam. Our peer of Loza ben Azayah, he held like a Loza ben Azayah, that you lad have all the Nevi'im together. The Yesh Shemim, or some of the Girsa, the Bach has the Girsa, should be. The Chachom Moim, the Chachom say, L'ho Yelo Yelo Echod Echod B'fnei Atzmai. No, each Seif, each Navi, was in its own Krach. That's a Chachom Shita, that you're not allowed to have two Nevi'im written together, you have to have each one separately on its own Krach. The Omer Rabbi said, "Ma'isa ve'vila fenenu Torah neviim muksuvim u'dabokim kiyachod." They once brought in front of us the sefer that had the Torah, the neviim, the ksuvim all together, and v'yachshanim, and we take a set as kasha, and that's taka the locha. The locha is you are allowed to put them all together. Now, bein chumish lechumish in the sefer Torah, like when they finish writing sefer Bereishis and they start Shemais, is arbor shitin. You have to leave four lines blank. Like if you end in the middle of a page, so you have to leave four lines blank and then start Sefer Shemais. V'chein bein kol Navi v'Navi. V'chein bein kol Navi v'Navi. The same thing in between one Navi and another Navi. You also have to leave four lines blank. V'Navi shashnei Masa. But in Trei Yasa, there, the Nevi'im there, Gimel Shitin, it's enough just to leave over three lines blank between one Navi and another Navi. Now, Umisayim Milamato, Umaschim Milamalo. Let's say you finished a Navi or a Sefer on the bottom line, and then the next Sefer, you let it start all the way on top on the next line. You do not have to leave over blank spaces first. Since it's a new page, like, you let it start the new Sefer right away on the top of the new page. Tana Rabbanim, not like this. If somebody wants to put together a Sefer Torah with the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim on one Karach, like you're allowed to sew them together. At the beginning of it, you have to leave over the parchment blank enough to wrap around the Omud, wrap around the stick that you're going to tie the Sefer around. Over the Sefer, at the end of it, Logol Hekif. You have to have enough left over, enough parchment, blank parchment left over, to go around the whole circumference of the Sefer. Now, this is the Gerusa that we have in our Gemara, and this is the way Rashi learns Pshat. However, Tosfos learns a little bit differently, and that's the halacha that we're